Welcome to Student of the Game Podcast, where we help you master the fundamentals, fall in love with practice, and win at the game of life. I'm your host, Brad Knoll. Welcome to the classroom. Welcome back to another episode of Student of the Game. This is The Huddle, my solo episode recapping Chris Myers answering the call. I hope you liked that episode. I sure did. I liked it because my man's from Burn, Indiana. So that's where I grew up. But I liked it more because, you know, he came on and he's just like everybody else. You know, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know about my story. I don't know how this is going to impact anybody. But I tell you what, it impacted me. I've listened to it three times already. And I've been impacted. So Chris, thank you for sharing your story. But answering the call, let's talk about what does that mean? What does it mean to answer the call? I have to imagine. So Chris's story is he's been a successful adult, but recently he was rattled. And he was rattled because of a story of his grandfather. And his grandfather lived freely. Larry Simon was his mentor. And he just had this, this vitality for life. And, you know, Chris mentioned one of his sons is autistic, Joseph, and he felt like he was going to have to live forever to support him. And recently he switched careers. And that's a big step. I mean, think about that. You know, when one of your friends changes jobs, you're like, oh, that's awesome, man. That's cool. Hope you're going to make some more money. Hope you, you know, have, you know, you grow and all these things. But think about yourself. Put yourself in those shoes. Would you change careers right now? Would you change careers and do something that's totally different? And that's what Chris is doing. And you know, his grandfather, Larry Simon, helped him see that answering the call means building a legacy, going after life as big as you possibly can. My encouragement to you is I hope you're going after life as big as you possibly can right now. We all have challenges. We all have setbacks. We all have things we're going through. That's called life. We're not promised a great life. That's why we call it the good life. You know, my mentor, Brian Buffini, has a podcast called The Good Life. And the Good Life podcast is so good. He talks about there's hurt, harm, delinquency, divorce. There's death. There's things happen to us. There's challenges along the way. It's not great every day, but your perspective, having the right perspective, can make this the good life. And that's what we're talking about today is the good life. Answering the call is living the good life. I want to talk about answering the call as it relates to you and the work that you do every day. There's a lot of things that change, right? I mean, what do they say? The only thing that's constant is change. You've heard that before. Let me tell you what's changing in the real estate industry. We've been studying this for the last couple of weeks. There was if you haven't heard, we did a podcast on this too. The NAR, National Association of Realtors, was in a lawsuit. There was a settlement, $418 million settlement. It's not over yet. They're looking to settle the case mid-July. And there's just some changes that's going to happen. And let me tell you who doesn't like these changes. The people who don't like these changes the most are realtors that have to change the way that they go about their daily business. They don't. Why? Because it's change. Is it good or bad? No, it's neutral. What are you going through? You know, I hear, you know, I have friends and family members, you know, if something changes at work, it throws you off a little bit, right? I mean, I remember when my wife was a nurse and she came home and she's like, well, we're going to a computer charting system. Now we have to chart, you know, all the vital signs. And for all the patients, we have to chart these electronically. We're dating ourselves a little bit. She still looks like she's 29. But anyway, that was a big change. I remember when she was going through that. And I remember she was frustrated. And it's like, you know, I have to learn a new system. I'm here to take care of the patients. I went to school to help people get better. And now I have to learn how to use a computer and chart. Are you going through something right now in your work? Maybe you got put on a new team, or maybe there's a new project or something. At some point, there's going to be a bunch of people that are frustrated. And there's going to be one person who stands up and answers the call. Is that going to be you? I'll tell you a quick story about my son answering the call. I'm proud of that little man. This is my guy that says, Dad, I like watching sports, but I don't want to play him. You know, his sisters play sports. And there's a musical, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And he wanted to be Willy Wonka. I'm like, dude, have you ever done a musical before? He's like, no. He's okay, well, who do you want to be? I want to be Willy Wonka. You want to be the main character and you have never done a musical before? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, okay, what happens if you don't get if you don't get the lead role, if you don't get the role you want, are you still going to do it? That was actually a question. And he's like, no, I don't want to do it. I want to be the main character. I want to win. And, you know, the moral of the story was, he ended up getting Grandpa Joe, and we're excited for that performance to come out. So that's one of the main characters, one of the supporting roles, one of the lead supporting roles, you know, in Willy Wonka. And so we talked through this, but like my man answered the call. He has never done a musical or a play before, and he just answered the call. And I hope him as an 11-year-old, going to be 12-year-old boy, I hope this is one of those moments in his life that he remembers. Like when he's 25, 35, 45, and there's some big challenge, I hope he remembers to answer the call. Trey, if you're listening to this, answer the call, brother. Great job. Answering the call, what does that mean to you? Let's talk about, you know, recently we're coming off of, spring is awesome for sports. If you like sports, spring's awesome time. You got, you know, opening day for baseball. You get the men's and women's, you know, March Madness and championships. You know, right now as we're recording this, you got the Masters going on. What does answering the call mean? Well, if you have lived under a rock, you probably haven't heard of what happened in women's basketball. But South Carolina, Coach Dawn Staley won the national championship game. They beat Iowa, the Iowa Hawkeyes. For the first time ever, there was more viewers with the women's national championship game than there was with the men's. Sorry for you Purdue fans here. But you talk about answering the call. Look at what's happening with women's basketball. These ladies are performing at such a high level. They're getting paid at such a high level. They're answering the call. Caitlin Clark, good for you. Way to represent women's basketball right now. Way to represent girls in general. Way to represent shattering the glass ceiling. Like, can we just stop and give some credit to these female athletes that are just breaking barriers? I mean, I heard recently there's an NBA coach that a female coach is getting a possible interview. I mean, there's just barriers that are being broken. You can't do that if you're not willing to answer the call. I love how Chris talked about that. And it's such a deep message. It may not be deep for one person, but when you think about this, it's actually everything. It doesn't feel deep at the time. It feels scary. Women's basketball, men's basketball, UConn Huskies won the national championship. You want to talk about two teams, the South Carolina Gamecocks for the women's side and the UConn Huskies on the men's side. I have not witnessed in a long time two teams, both on the men's and women's side, that played so well together as a team, that was so well coached, that executed at a very, very high level. What's it take to win championships? You have to execute. You have to have a high IQ and you have to perform. Masters are going on right now. Somebody's going to answer the call. I love, don't you love watching the underdog stories? It's some person who you haven't heard of, or they maybe have been on the outside, haven't won yet. And all of a sudden they just play really well. They play out of their mind for a day or two. And now they're in the hunt on Sunday and everybody's cheering for them. I mean, those are people answering the call. And I'll go back to the real estate market. Knoll Team Real Estate is ready to answer the call. There's been some changes. And you know, at face value for the consumer, we'll see if it's a good change or if it's not a good change. For the realtors, I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready to answer the call. Our team is ready to answer the call. We've been working on some of these changes since September of last year. And it's going to take more work on our end. It's going to take better communication. It's going to take better negotiations. It's going to take more clarifying our processes to people. You know, we're in an industry where probably 75% of the work that we do is behind the scenes. You know, if you think about that, you know, and when you're buying or selling a home, you know, you're not with your realtor. You know, if I take my dog to the vet, I see what the vet does. If I go to the dentist, I'm in the chair seeing, watching the dentist and the hygienist, you know, do their thing the entire time. You know, if you go to a school, you see a teacher teach the entire time. Real estate is an industry that you just don't see the person all the time. Matter of fact, you only see them probably 20% of the time. And the realtors today have to answer the call. They have to grow. They have to grow constantly. It's one of our core values. But I want to talk about, you know, when it comes to answering the call as it relates to coaches and players, because like I said, it's not a sports podcast, but we take all of the lessons from sports. We talk about business, and this is about how to impact your small business, how to impact your career, how to impact the work that you do every single day so that you can become better, grow, and eventually maybe get that promotion, eventually grow your sales. Time out. Student of the Game is brought to you by Knoll Team Real Estate. Our mission is to eradicate mediocre real estate transactions. On your largest financial purchase, you shouldn't have to deal with average. We do this by helping you save time, reduce your stress, and helping you keep as much money in your pocket as we can. You can help us out by introducing us to your friends or family who want to make confident real estate decisions, whether buying, selling, building, or investing. At Knoll Team Real Estate, we are connected to a group of realtors who sell one in every eight homes in North America. If you know someone moving out of your area, there's a great chance we can connect them to somebody we know, like, and trust. Remember, relationships win. Now back to the show. you know, there's been a lot of challenges over the last 4 years in real estate and, you know, through COVID, through the pandemic, through new regulations, through the lawsuit, low inventory, low interest rates, you know, rising again. These are all challenges, but you know what? Let's talk about NIL, you know, name, image, and likeness. You know, we talk about college athletes getting paid right now, answering the call. Let me tell you who's answering the call. Coaches that aren't afraid to get their toe in the water and start understanding what NIL is all about. There are going to be some college coaches, men's and women's, that get left behind because they can't figure out how to properly go after this and these NIL dollars. You know, you're seeing the transfer portals. These are all challenges, right? This is why I'm doing this podcast, because there's lessons in watching other people. Success breeds success, and there are always lessons. There are always lessons if you pay attention to other people and figure out how to apply that in your life. So if you're a college coach right now, you'd have to figure out NIL. It's fun sitting on the sidelines and watching the transfer portal. It's fun seeing, you know, which college athletes are getting paid and which ones are staying and which ones want to go to university for 4 years and, you know, make a name for themselves in a community. You know, it's kind of fun. You know, there's some entertainment value in that. But think about if you're a coach, think about if you're an athletic director, think about if you were an administrator at a school and you've now have a new recruiting season. The game has changed. In real estate, the game's going to change, whether you like it or not. Whatever you're doing right now, you know, if you're an accountant, this is tax season. If you're an accountant, the game always changes. The federal government comes up with new things, and you've got to figure out how to help your customers and your clients, you know, when it comes to filing their taxes. So, I don't keep going on in this, but ultimately, answering the call is all about overcoming fears and anxieties. It's really, really kind of understanding what you're made of. It's understanding the life that you want to live and really being intentional. If you want to be intentional, you can have that life you want. But you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to answer the call, just like Chris did. Researched a little bit about overcoming fear and doubt. And we talked a little bit about this on Chris's pod, but I'm going to go through just some tips on if you're right now, if you're driving in a car or walking a dog or working out or walking on the treadmill or doing something, working with your headphones on and you're listening to this, you're thinking to yourself, you know, there's this business I wanted to start, or, you know, there's this opportunity that's out there. There's this book I wanted to write. There's a podcast. Like if I can podcast, anybody can do it. I had to answer the call. If you're sitting there right now knowing that you have some untapped potential, you're going to have to answer that call. And the first thing that comes with that is fear and doubt. Here are some things to overcome fear and doubt. The first thing is you need to acknowledge your fears. That's so true. You just need to acknowledge your fears. You need to recognize them. They're emotions. They're signals that you know that your body has. You're nervous. Your palms are sweaty. You know, you ever been in those situations? Once you understand your fears, then you have to educate yourself. One of the best ways to combat fears is by education. The more we know, right? Then you start small. We talk about this all the time. Starting small, it's all about your daily habits. You know, what are you going to commit to daily? Consistency over time will build trust with yourself. I'm more interested in your habits. I'm more interested. Let me see what you're going to do every single day versus what your goals are. Goals are great. Don't get me wrong. I love goals. I'm a big goal guy. If you know me, if you know me personally, we've probably talked about goals at some point. But the reality is, what's more important about the goals, what's more important than the outcomes, is the daily habits. So start small. Something that I think gets overlooked a lot is build a support system. How can you answer the call if you're doing it by yourself? If nobody's there to cheer you on, if nobody's there to help you and guide you, we believe relationships win. If you've heard one podcast, you've heard them all. Relationships win. You need to build a support system. Something that I'm trying to work on and I think is fantastic is visualizing success. Have a goal board, write that down. You know, have a home screen that has a picture of your goals, you know, the visualization of where you want to go, who do you want to be, and what do you want to accomplish. A big part of my success is learning from my failures. It's being one with my failure. It's understanding my failures. It's actually writing my failures down. I love going back to my old journals. And as I'm writing those, you know, I keep them, and you know, I've gone back like 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And I've read some of the days and the things that I struggled with in that day, I felt like a failure. And I look back now and I'm like, oh man, I'm way past that. You know, the old me 5 years ago would have loved the challenges I have today. And that's true with all of us. So make sure you're learning from your failures. I think we have to embrace uncertainty. We have to embrace uncertainty. I mean, right now, real estate professionals are uncertain. We know there's a lawsuit. We know that there's been a settlement and it hasn't been passed yet. We know there's going to be some things that have changed, that will change, but we don't know exactly how to implement those. And that's what we're working on. There's uncertainty, and that's okay. Practice self-compassion. This is a big one. This is a big one. I mean, if you're somebody who is a go-getter and you have big goals, you probably aren't real kind to yourself sometimes. You don't, we're going to get to this next step here in a second, but you're probably somebody that just doesn't practice self-compassion. I would encourage you to do that. I'm going to try to be better at that. You know, today I begin a new life is how I start my journal every single day. And to me, there's some compassion there. It's no matter what happened yesterday, I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm not going to be too hard on myself. I'm going to have some grace and I'm going to have some self-compassion. And today I begin a new life. No matter what happened yesterday, I get to hit the reset button and do it all over again today. As long as the good Lord allows me to hit my feet on the ground in the morning and wake up, I'm going to embrace it, have some self-compassion, and remember that today is a brand new day. Seek professional guidance. I think I've told you, I have four coaches. You know, in different times in my life, I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. But the reality is you got to seek professional guidance. Iron sharpens iron. Maybe it's small. Maybe it's a mastermind group. It's free. It's a mastermind group. Get some guys or gals together and, you know, have a monthly Zoom or a weekly Zoom or you know, get on the phone and just seek professional guidance. This is a big one that I struggle with, is celebrating every step. Celebrating every step. I've done a much better job in the last few years, but this is something that I would just never celebrate. Just on to the next, because I believe so much in the habits and not the outcomes. But there are some small victories that need to be celebrated every single day, every day. Refocus on your why. That's a cliche these days. You know, what's your why? Simon Sinek made that popular, but what's your why? Refocus on that. When somebody's buying a home and they get frustrated, you know, with us or with anybody, actually, if you're out there, regardless of who you're working with, most buyers get frustrated at some point. And it's with low inventory, it's easy to do that. Our encouragement to you as a buyer is to refocus on your why. Why did you get started? Why did you want to do this? You wanted to get the kids in the right school. You wanted to downsize. You wanted to take the equity from your home and pay off some debt. There's so many reasons why you got started. You have to remind yourself of that. Refocus on your why. And then one of my favorite ones is maintain a growth mindset. A growth mindset. Another way to say this is abundance. There's enough for everyone out there, I promise. I didn't believe that all the time. I believed as a competitive person, I was competing against other people. Well, let me tell you, some of the most freeing thoughts I've ever had in my life is to celebrate my competitors. It's to celebrate the people that I compete against every single day. And I turn that into understanding that the real competition is with myself. I am in competition with trying to be the best version of who I am every single day. And if you do those things, I really believe that you'll be able to answer the call in your life, in your career, for your family. I think I've shared this before, but a lot of times I sit and I think, and over to my right here is a photo that, or a picture that Fresh Laundry actually painted for me at our 20th anniversary party. It's my grandfather shaking my hand and giving me the skeleton key. I'm trying not to get emotional thinking about this. But what I do a lot when it comes to visualization is I think to myself, what would my grandfather do with the opportunities that I have today? Listen to me closely. What would my grandfather do with the opportunities that I have today? And when I get outside of my own problems and my own challenges, other people would call those opportunities. Are you calling the things you're going through today opportunities, or are you calling those challenges? In order to answer the call, you have to look at this as an opportunity and not a challenge. I don't think you can answer a call if you're pessimistic about your situation. I don't think you can answer the call if you don't visualize it, if you don't have a support system, if you don't have a coach and professional guidance. I just don't think you can. So I want to send Chris some flowers today. Just thank him for being on a podcast. I want to thank you, the listener, for listening to these solo episodes. We're going to keep bringing you some more great people. Just know, like Chris, you probably don't think you have a story, but you do. Chris, thanks so much for coming on and sharing about answering the call, or talking about your grandfather and the legacy that he left you and how you want to take this new career as a financial advisor and you want to go help other people build their legacies. So flowers to you, brother. Thank you so much. Go follow me at Brad Knoll on Instagram. We're going to keep putting out some good content, but as it relates to everything that we do, no matter what you're going through, if you're going to answer the call, remember relationships win. That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Student of the Game podcast. Whatever game you are playing, I'm cheering for you. See you in the next class.